Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. I have had a great morning so far, and I want to let you guys know why. I reached into the pocket of this vest that I am wearing, which I have not worn in about probably 6 or 8 months.
Can we guess what you found?
Yes.
6 to 8 months. I originally was going to say some chocolate or some candy because of Halloween, because that's what I'm finding in my in my pajama pants, as my wife doesn't know that there might be a Snickers bar in there.
Whoa, you're smuggling Snickers?
Well, you know, sometimes you get a little hungry and she's asleep on the couch. I don't want to wake her up by going up and going to the basket. So I have a backup.
Just tuck it in there.
Okay. Back to your jacket. I'm guessing $20. Danny, what are you thinking?
I was going to go with actual candy. I'm going to go with some Sour Patch Kids.
I found money, and it was more than $20.
What?
It was more than double $20.
A $100 bill.
I found $45 in my pocket this morning, and I am on fire now,
strip club, strip club.
Wait, I can do whatever I want today. We could go to lunch. I could pay for part of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are we going that you can afford to pay for three people to get lunch? Not even at a fast food place can you do that.
It's usually like a dollar or two that you find. I was blown away by $45.
And now I would love to go back in time to find out why you don't remember that you had $45 in your pocket.
That's a lot of money to leave in your pocket.
Yeah, I think the most I've ever found, like in a wallet, or not a wallet, but in my pants, was like $20.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is awesome. Past Steve was really hooking up future Steve.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. This really set the tone for the day, so I'm ready to go.
You can finally pay back Steve and I the $20 you owe both of us.
I probably
And you have $5 left.
No, Danny, with inflation, it's $22.50.
Okay.
Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, with all that money, Taryn Daly, you could buy us all a bunch of chocolate because it's National Chocolate Day, which makes sense. I feel like every day should be some kind of a candy related day to celebrate because, well, Halloween is this Friday.
Leading up to Friday's big day.
But let's talk about what happened yesterday. I mean, actually what happened this morning, because that game went on forever. World Series, Game 3. If you went to bed, I went to bed in the 12th inning.
That's
I was watching
me.
This game. I'm like, this is a really freaking good game. It sucked me back into baseball again. I was watching. I was like, man, this is a fun series. Yeah, it sucks that the Mariners are in there, but these are two really good teams going head-to-head, and it ended up going 18
Holy
innings.
Holy cow.
So I'm glad. I mean, it's two games, basically.
Those poor people, they stopped selling beer after the seventh inning. Oh. What were they doing?
Watching a great baseball game? I don't know. Eating pretzels? They can still eat pretzels after the seventh, right?
I think so.
Did you see the traffic after the game? It was like 1 in the morning, and it was just bumper. It's L.A. I'm sure it's bumper to bumper on any given night, but that was just insane. And the game ended in dramatic fashion. Tied 5-5. Who's up to bat? a guy who can hit walk-off home runs last year in the World Series. Remember, he had that grand slam one in game one. Well, this is game three. All they needed was one run, and Freddie Freeman delivered just that.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Also, Freddie Freeman still sounds like a name for like a Marvel superheroes comic book character, like their alter ego.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah.
And Freddie Freeman. So they're back at it again today, which is just nuts because Shohei Ohtani is scheduled to pitch, and they're saying, yes, he's going to pitch, even though he played Rangers that whole game.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did play that whole game. He got on base 9 times, hit 2 home runs, and now he's going to be pitching. We're watching a once-in-a-lifetime type of player.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty awesome.
Not sure if you checked in with Monday Night Football at all, but Travis Kelce had his season-best performance, and the Chiefs ended up beating the Washington Commanders 28-7.
I watched for a second. I tuned in. I'm like, nice. They are just beating the living crap out of the Commanders. I'm okay with that.
Well, Taylor Swift's fiance had 6 catches for 99 yards and a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have also become just the 3rd quarterback tight end duo ever to reach 75 combined touchdowns. And the Commanders obviously licking their wounds a little bit, taking on the Seahawks this Sunday night.
Real quick, Danny V, give us our Sounders update.
I don't want to talk about it, Steve.
No. I don't even know what happened yesterday. I'm not even trying to set you up for failure. They lost, I guess.
It was the most boring game in the entire world, and then they went to penalty kicks, and then, of course, the Sounders cooped it.
I heard Freddie Freeman kicked the winning goal.
there were some that were so off, it was insane. We're just like, what are we doing, guys?
But they're not done.
No, this is a best of 3, so they come to Seattle. We play again next Monday against Minnesota. Now, if we win that, then we go to game 3. If not, we're out.
Well, at least we had the Kraken to be excited about. They're playing tonight, taking on the Montreal Canadiens, and hopefully their great start to the season continues. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy, cold day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Are you a huge music fan? Yes. If so, we want to put you to the test. But you have to call 206-803-ROCK. We are looking for a huge music fan. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take those calls at 620. Halloween is just a few short days away, coming up real quickly this Friday.
I saw somebody call it Hollow Week, and I'm like, that is such a Danny V thing to say.
Danny's more like Hollow Year.
That's fair.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I did coin that a few years ago, and I'm glad that's finally picking up traction.
Well, it's picking up, like, 4 people on my Facebook page use it, so you are a trendsetter.
Well, to get us in the Halloween mood, Migs, you decided to put together a playlist for us.
Yes.
Of iconic rock songs that have some Halloween vibes.
And some might be more leaning towards the pop. Oddly enough, there aren't a ton of rock songs that are, like, written about Halloween, so these are definitely Halloween adjacent.
Okay.
And I figured, like, we could figure out what songs they are, and the best way to do that, because these songs mention ghouls, they mention monsters, they mention devils, hell, you know, the scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the twist. I won't play the song that you're going to have to guess, at first, at least. I have a horror movie icon, the late Vincent Price.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think has been in, like, dozens and dozens of movies. He's no longer with us. But through the beauty of technology, the robot version of Vincent Price is here. He will describe the song for us, and then you have to guess what song it is.
All right, and we have Ian from Renton that wants to play along. Ian, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Ian. Ian, how old are you?
I just turned 22.
Okay.
Fresh baby.
Looking at these songs, I have a feeling you're going to do horrible at this, Ian. But you never know. Or horrorable.
Maybe he's an old soul.
Yeah,
you never know.
Okay. Well, let's see. Here's Vincent Price describing the song, and then you have to guess what Halloween adjacent song this is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This haunting classic reminds us not to fear the end, because even death keeps a steady rhythm and a wicked cowbell.
All right, Taryn Daly's shaking her head. It looks like you've already figured it out. Ian, do you think you know what it is?
I think the cowbell was a hint that's important.
Okay.
But it doesn't really land.
Ian, you are so right. The cowbell was the giveaway for Taryn Daly. And I thought, okay, that might be the giveaway for Ian. So you know that's important to this song.
Yeah.
Danny, do you know?
I mean, maybe.
What are you thinking? Because I know Taryn knows it.
I'm Is it Final Destination?
No, it's a song, man.
Oh, song.
Oh, my God.
Ian, you know what? You're not as bad as Danny.
I don't know why I'm thinking movies all of a sudden. No, I have no idea.
Taryn?
Is it Sandman?
Inner Sandman.
No, that is wrong.
I believe it is Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah.
Remember Saturday Night Live, more cowbell? I felt like that was a gimme. I guess for us old folks.
Good job, Karen.
Thank you, Ian.
All right, Ian. Let's give you another chance. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's Vincent Price describing another Halloween-adjacent rock song.
When the full moon rises, the Prince of Darkness prowls, claws out, teeth bared, and the howl echoes through the night.
Taryn got it right away.
I know. What is happening?
She's smart.
Thank you.
At least with this.
Oh, I think I know this one, actually.
Okay, Ian, before we give it to you guys, let's see if our 20-something-year-old figured it out.
Oh, no. Does that have to do with Dracula?
Yes, Dracula loves to howl at night. Prince of Darkness?
No. I don't know.
All right, Danny, what do you think it is?
Is it Bark at the Moon, Ozzy Osbourne?
I mean, the music video alone feels like an 80s era horror film.
So great.
Honestly, the Prince of Darkness is what gave it away for me.
All right, do you want to try? Do we dare let Ian try one more? Maybe he can redeem himself with the third one.
Yes.
All right, let's give this one. I think, I feel like this one's a little bit of a younger artist compared to Ozzy and Blue Oyster Cult. So maybe Ian can figure this out, but so far, Ian, you're not doing a very good job.
Yeah, thanks.
A twisted ride through dirt, flame, and steel, powered by a monster car straight from hell itself. Sang by a scary man named Robert who has dreadlocks.
All right, Danny's shaking his head. He's got it figured out even before the Robert clue.
I'm even more lost than the first two.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Taryn?
I got it.
You got it? All right. Danny, what is it?
It is Rob Zombie, Dracula.
Ian?
Not a good look, right?
You did a rotten job, man.
Better luck next time, Ian.
Somebody out there has got to be better than Ian.
I think we definitely have a rockaholic out there that could be better than Ian.
Should we challenge another rockaholic to do this?
I think so.
All right, I have a few more.
Oh, then we should definitely play 206-803-ROCK. We want to keep the Halloween music challenge going. Migs has more for us. So if you think that you can do better than Ian, 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take your calls after Green Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Steve Miggs has put together a playlist of some iconic rock songs that have some Halloween vibes in there. And then you put us up to a challenge to figure out what those songs are. And Danny and I so far have been kind of crushing it.
You guys killed it, yes.
But our rockaholic named Ian, 22 years old, got none right, failed miserably.
Texts have been great. Does Ian even like music? Somebody texted him.
Oh, no.
Does he even know what he's doing?
No.
So we figured we have other rockaholics that figured these out a lot better.
Absolutely. Like Allison in Edmonds. Good morning, Allison.
Hello.
What's up, Allison? I feel like you could do better than Ian.
I'm a little nervous now, and I have test anxiety. But I got two out of the last three.
Okay, nice. We're going to start off, I feel like, with a pretty easy one. Again, like we found songs that are Halloween adjacent. They mention ghouls, they mention hell, you know, a bunch of scary stuff. And we have Robot Vincent Price. Somebody said he sounds nothing like Vincent Price, but it's because it's Robot Vincent Price from the grave reading these song descriptions, and you have to guess what it is. Are you ready? Here we go.
A scorching riff straight from the inferno. This song's highway has no exits, just flames, leather, and chaos.
Oh, that's Highway to Hell.
See? Allison, you crushed it. You're way smarter than Ian.
Thanks, Alan. Allison. Happy Halloween. Let's give Sonny and Snohomish a shot at this, Steve Miggs.
Okay, Sonny, are you ready for yours?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this one might be a little bit tougher because it's rock adjacent, but let's see if you can figure it out.
A haunting voice cries for peace, but the undead walk among us and they sound Irish. Extra hint, Taryn likes this band. Steve and Danny think they are trash that lingers.
Got nothing for you, man.
Irish band.
Oh.
Taryn, do you think you know who it is?
A band that I like?
You like. Danny and I do not like whatsoever. Remember, it's a Halloween-adjacent song.
A Halloween-adjacent song from an Irish band?
We think it's a band that is trash, that lingers.
Oh, it's the Cranberries. Zombie.
That band is... It's not about monsters. It's about, like, war and stuff.
When you said Irish band, I was like, Taryn doesn't like you two.
And that was my first thought, too. I'm like, I hate you two.
I was like, Steve, what are you talking about?
But she loves Dolores.
I do. R.I.P.
And what rhymes with Dolores? Oh, see, I work with two people who don't watch Seinfeld.
Oh, jeez. Hey, look at this. We have a dynamic duo. Lori and Scott are on I-5 right now and want to play the game.
What's up, guys?
Ready.
All right, are we ready? This one, again, rock. I wouldn't say it's a rock song. It's more leaning pop, but let's see if you can figure it out.
This pop song is all about somebody that walks down the hall, hears footsteps behind him, but no one's there or is there. Someone's always watching.
Ooh.
Huh. I don't know.
Don't pull an Ian on us. Come on, you guys. Somebody's always watching.
I'm stumped.
What about Lori?
No.
What about Danny?
I don't know the name. Is it just somebody's watching me? But I don't know who the artist is.
Who's it by, Taryn?
Rockwell?
That's Michael Jackson on backing vocals.
Totally.
Or on the chorus vocals.
I always thought this was just Michael Jackson. Like, I never knew that there was, like, somebody else that did that song.
It was like a childhood friend of his. It's Rockwell. I know a little bit about this guy. It was, like, one of the first cassettes I purchased.
Wait, who's the Halloween nerd on this show?
It might be me. At least when it comes to Rockwell. His good buddy from childhood was Michael Jackson. So Michael wanted to sing on the song, but didn't want to get credit on it. So that way people wouldn't put the attention on Michael and put the attention on Rockwell.
Wow.
Look at that. A little knowledge dropped.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, we have another Ian from Covington that wants to play the game. Trying to lay a little respect on the Ians out there.
We're going to try to.
All right, Ian.
Ian, would you say you're a metalhead?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think that might help you in this one.
A heavy metal song born from fire, nightmares, and prophecy. Beware, for the beast bears a number, and it's not Lucky 7.
Or it is the number of the beast. Its number is 666. That'd be some Iron Maiden.
Yeah!
Number of the beast.
That's right, Ian. Way to redeem the Ians out there.
All right, we have time for one more, Steve.
Sure.
Daniel from Olympia. Daniel, are you ready to play the game?
Yes, Taryn. I am ready to play this ghoulish game.
Okay, we saved the best for last and also maybe the hardest song for last. So let's see if you can do it, Daniel.
I'm ready.
Come to a party for the dearly departed. No RSVP needed with this cheesy pop song from the 80s. Everyone here is already dead.
What do you think, Daniel?
I am getting Michael Jackson vibes.
But the name escapes my brain. This may be the worm. Give me just a minute.
Well, it's not Michael Jackson. I hate to break it to you. Taryn, do you think you know who it is?
I think I got it. Is it the Monster Mash?
No.
Oh!
Remember, it's a party where you don't have to RSVP.
Well, I thought it was the Monster Mash. That's the Monster Mash.
Yeah. It's not that.
RSVP.
It's sung by a band that has the dumbest band name of all time. 80s pop band.
80s pop band?
Rhymes with Schmoingo.
Schmoingo. Boingo.
It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more?
I don't know this song.
You don't know this one?
I never once heard this song. Judging by how much Steve is shaking his butt right now, I feel like was this like young Steve?
No, I hate this song, actually. But I'm finding great humor in it because you don't know it. It's a terrible song.
It's pretty bad.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Migs? He has 336 wins, 113 losses, and 100 ties in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.